Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat May, 608 up 1 3/4. Soft May, 558 up 2. March corn, 433 3/4, up 6 1/4. December, 452 up 5 1/4. March beans, 1272 3/4, up 3 1/2. November, 1098 up 1/4. March soybean meal, 422.30 down $1. March soybean oil, 37.23 up 13. February live cattle, 142.17 1/2 up 10. January feeders, 171.65 down 15. February lean hogs, 86.27 1/2, and they're down 25.
WILO programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers Association, presenting the 2014 Illinois Pork Expo, February 4th and 5th at the Peoria Civic Center, featuring educational seminars, trade show, and a special market outlook roundtable on February 5th, moderated by Todd Gleason. More information is at ilpork.com.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. Among those presenting March 4th at the Beef House, Ag and Investment Services' Sue Martin. Also, Murray Wise will give us his thoughts on 2014 land values. And Jonathan Kopress will take us through the key facts of the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. And, of course, our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. It's all just $30, and we'll give you a Continental Breakfast, Beef House Lunch, and commemorative 25th Anniversary hat. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card to reserve your spot, and you'll receive your tickets in the mail. That's 217-333-7300. And thank you very much for that. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana, although you never know day to day exactly where he might be physically. Good morning, Dan.
Yes, I am in freezing Mandeville, Louisiana.
Yeah, where they don't know what to do when it gets down to 55 degrees.
Nobody goes anyplace. Everybody just stays home when it gets down to freezing. So yesterday, all of us Yankees, we go out driving around in our 4x4s. But the problem is that if you got a native out there, they don't know how to drive, and they're most likely to run into you. So you just kind of stay home.
Turn our attention then to the charts and looking at March composite daily on the corn. We have our best corn futures price in 2 weeks.
The corn market, the chart pattern, if today's advance holds up into the close, I think it would be very price constructive toward the corn market going on up above its post-crop report high point, which was, I think, around 435. If you could do that, then all of a sudden you're going to be kind of breaking out of a sideways trading range, which has been kind of confined by the upper 430s, and all of a sudden then the gates begin to open up maybe for a move on up into the 450 area, give or take a nickel.
And what sparks that fundamentally in your mindset?
Well, I think today's weekly export sales number, which came in at 1.8 million tons, that is much stronger than what everybody expected. And if you take the year-to-date marketing sales pace that we're on and extrapolate that out, you could begin to talk about maybe export sales of corn reaching 1.6 billion bushels. Now, that would be 150 million bushels above USJ's latest projection that they had in the January report. And what that does is lower carryout. And anytime you're in a market situation where ending stocks begin to shrink, the market has no choice than to respond to that with higher prices.
And I think we have to then talk a little bit about how much lower, because cattle on feed report, I do believe, comes out on Friday. And most people think that report's going to show that we are still quite a bit behind in our cattle build, which then would might mean that USDA's 5.3 billion bushel number for feed and residual could end up being a little too rich.
It could be too rich, but I'm not convinced that USDA has the production number correct yet. I think they're probably running too high a production number, and I think to explain the disappearance of that, they just put that into residual, feed and residual. And the other thing is there are several reasons why that number could be a whole lot smaller. Number one, we could have used 200 or more million bushels into last year's crop year. A lot of the early harvested stuff in the southern U.S. could have made its way up north into the ethanol plants. While we may have the livestock numbers maybe not be up to par, but they have all switched over to wheat feeding now. So I'm not too sure you want to argue too much with that number. However, USDA has had a tendency over the past of finding 500 million or losing 500 million bushels of corn on each quarterly report. But I think for right now, the way the corn market is acting, those inventories aren't there. I think we're in pretty good shape the way the technical. We're going to close out the month of January here with a monthly reversal to the upside. I just think it's a green light that the market's going to rally on into the growing season. I got some weather guys telling me that we're going to have a very late, cold spring with a lot of late frosts in it. So I think we're going to have problems getting this crop off and running here for 2014, and that could really change the balance sheet in a hurry.
I'm going to turn our attention then to the soybeans, where we have about a minute and a half or so left. New low for the move in the November, although it has come off of that. But I suppose if you are a soybean wannabe bear, you don't like to see that 1094 invaded onto the downside with any kind of force.
No, the reversals to the upside are just really not catching in the soybeans. We have reversal ups here and there, and then within 3 or 4 days, they kind of give way to lower prices. So the reversals on the soybean chart are really not working to the upside, and the main reason is we've got a big crop in South America. We're actually going to export 200 or 300,000 tons of soybeans during the month of January. It kind of looks like we could maybe export 2.5 million tons of beans during the month of February, which is, you know, about three times or four times what we normally do. So world soybean beans from Brazil are going to be into the world export channel, and that's going to kind of damper the upside enthusiasm for soybeans. Today's sales were okay, but we basically had 400,000 canceled.
Yep.
So we ended up with a net of about 500,000, which is not too bad. We're still moving forward. We just didn't move forward as much as what we would like to see us move forward.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Have you called for your All-Day Ag Outlook tickets? Here's the phone number, 217-333-7300. Why don't you get in there and get it done today? You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.